Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And you know what? One of the great perks of this job is you get to talk about things that you really enjoy, like whiskey and some other great things. But this is such a great story. There's a company called Heritage Distilling Company. It's the most awarded craft distiller of innovative premium brands, and they have a new thing that they're doing for veterans, which is fantastic. Justin Stiefel and Sarah Kellerman are co-founders joining us here in the National Defense. Justin, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Randy. And thank you all, to all the listeners out there for your sacrifice and service and what you've done. And happy Easter this weekend.
Yeah. What a great time for this story, too. And Justin, tell me a little bit about your background and how you got into the whiskey business.
Well, it's appropriate for this show. I built my first still in seventh grade. People don't believe me, but it's true. I actually was inspired at the age of six. At the age of six, I was watching reruns of MASH on TV. And if you remember that show, They had a still in the tent. And at the age of six, I was asking my dad, what is that? And he explained it to me. And I just became enthralled with the idea of process. And I built the still in seventh grade for class project. I had an A.
you got an A and lifelong friends.
Yeah. And, you know, and the genius of that show, MASH, is in the name. It's a double entendre, right? So Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. But MASH is what you start with when you want to make whiskey. You distill MASH into whiskey. And so I think that is a very cool, subtle homage to what's going on. In college, I studied chemical engineering. I went to Washington, D.C., worked in the U.S. Senate full time during the day. I worked for the senior senator, the most senior senator on the Republican side, chairman of the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, himself a World War II veteran. He flew with the Flying Tigers over the hump.
Who are we talking about there?
Ted Stevens. Yeah, I worked for him for 5 years. Okay. I was ended up being his legal counsel and went to law school at night. He was a Harvard-trained lawyer, and he said, if you want to advance my office, you got to be a lawyer or go to law school. So I worked full-time for him the day, went to law school full-time at night. I then had the pleasure and honor of attending the United States Naval War College after that first stint. And then when the law changed in Washington, we moved back home to the Northwest, my family and I, Jennifer, three kids in tow, and opened a distillery 11 years ago. When we opened, we were number 365 in the U.S., and that includes the permits held by companies like Jack Daniel's, Jim Beam, and so on, the big ones. And now there are over almost 3,000 craft distillers in the U.S. Wow. In the last decade.
Wow. Yeah. I did not realize that. That's incredible.
Yeah. And we had the fortune one night, it was May 2011, sitting around the campfire of Drew and Sarah Kellerman. And Sarah's here, one of our co-founders, and talked about the idea of opening a distillery. And here we are.
Sarah, does he have the story right there?
Just about, Randy. He's omitting some of the fun facts, like we were deep in our cups at one point. Justin, as I met Jennifer on a field trip for school, our boys were in first grade. They now just turned 20 this year. So we've had a very long and wonderful friendship with the Stiefels. And, when you meet a gal and the two of you get along and your kids get along, then the next natural step is, do the husbands get along?
Right.
Happy to say they did. We had them over for dinner and we were at the fire pit that night, and the evening proceeded into whiskey. And I think some good cigars came out, and Justin raised his glass of whiskey up to the moonlight there and said, this is good, but we can do it better. And after the haze of the next morning wore off, Drew and I discovered a very comprehensive business plan email in our inbox, and we were like, oh my God, he was serious. They're serious about
who is this guy?
We didn't know them all that well. But we like to think we make good decisions, and we decided it would be a good idea to hitch our cart to their wagon, if you will. And the Jennifer and Justin are people of action, and a lot of people talk about starting a business or they talk about their dreams, and, right. And these are people of action. So it's been a real privilege over these last 10 plus years to be on this ride.
Well, I mean, first of all, congratulations on everything you've done so far with Heritage. You know, it's one of the most competitive industries in the world, obviously.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to the next time we've had Alan Alda on this program three or four times. And I can't wait the next time I have him on to tell that story, Justin. That's going to be fantastic. We're talking to Justin Stiefel and Sarah Kellerman here on the National Defense and the thing that they're doing with the Heritage Distilling Company and the SOS series. This is pretty special. Justin, can you talk about this a little bit?
I can, yeah. Our company is proudly rooted in supporting our military men and women and the families who support their efforts. We live in the shadow of Joint Base Lewis-McChord, what is now called Joint Base Lewis-McChord. We're about 30 minutes from there. We were approached now 8 years ago. Somebody walked into our station room in Gig Harbor, Scott Olson, an active duty Green Beret in the 1st Special Forces Group, and he said, "Hey, would you make a special bottling for our 1st Special Forces Group?" And so we did. And we wanted to do it as a fundraiser. And we released it that year, sold out. We raised in that year $25,000, donated it to the Chapter 16 Special Forces Association at JBLM. We donated funds to the Gold Star Kids program. And then they told us we're going to use some funds for a memorial wall to commemorate all the folks who have gone through the 1st Special Forces Group and died in the line of duty. Little did we know, they were actually talking about building the wall. We showed up a year later and they built a very cool memorial. They asked us on year two to repeat, would you do another bottling? We said yes. We raised some more money for them. Year three, did the same thing. By year three, we were getting requests from around the country, 5th Group, 7th Group, 101st Airborne, make us one. We couldn't figure out how to do it. We were so small. And so we've continued supporting the 1st Special Forces Group all along, getting ready to design the 8th year's bottle this year. Well, last year, we kind of figured out how to do it in a bigger way. And so we launched this line. We call it Special Operations Salute. The first one is done in an Army Special Operations Edition. We teamed up with a gentleman named Michael Solovey, who's an active duty colonel in Special Forces right now, but he's also one of the world's most preeminent artists for sketching military and first responder artwork. And he does that in his private time on the side. He's got a fantastic catalog online.
Oh, wow.
And so we developed this very cool concept. And our goal with each branch and each design we release, our goal is to raise $1 million for charities that support military, active duty, retirees, and their dependents. And so the first one is this Army Special Operations Salute Edition. People can go to our website, heritagedistilling.com, find Special Operations Salute. They can buy it online. We're able to ship now to consumers in 46 states.
We're getting
requests from some of the class 6 stores about how to get it in the stores. We're working on that. We are working on a design for Navy and Air Force and all in the Special Operations banner. We're also working on some concepts for the regular line folks who are not in Special Operations. Everybody wants their own deal, right? We've been contacted. Next year is the 250th anniversary of the Corps of Engineers, right? So we've been contacted about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 years from now, 2 years. So we launched this Army Special Operations Edition November 1st. We ran out 3 times. We broke our internet shipper during the holidays.
Wow.
We've raised more than $60,000 in just that first little batch alone.
Wow.
Right? We've started delivering some of those funds to our charitable partners. And we developed a very cool and easy way to support as many partnerships as possible. Nonprofits go to the website, they fill out a very simple form, they upload a couple tax documents to show they're legitimate, that they actually are nonprofit, tax exempt. We vet them, and then we sign what's called a co-venture agreement with them. We give them their own URL code, their own QR codes. They can push out emails to their entire network. They can post on social media. Every person who clicks on their link and buys a bottle through their link, money goes to that charity. So it's a way for those charities to raise money for themselves.
How cool.
It's a very unique affiliate marketing. And so we now are official partners with the Green Beret Foundation, the Marine Raiders Foundation. We're negotiating with a couple of really, you know, big ones. Also some really small ones that are focused on very specific things, like Idaho backcountry veterans. They take veterans on excursions into the backcountry in Idaho, hunting, fishing, camping, right? We just signed up with the Honor Foundation, and Sarah can talk more about that in her role. She's head of our HR, and she could talk about that, having both served in the Army and now what it's like to be a civilian. So we're honored that these nonprofits want to partner with us, and we're just trying to do more. And what we tell people is, because we've been doing this for the First Special Forces Group for 7 years, we have the credibility to do this. We have the ability to do more because we can continue to make product and be innovative. So because we have the credibility and we have the ability, I think we have the responsibility to do this. And especially now, with all the things going on in the world in this country, we need to figure out how to come together to support folks who are there on the front lines for us.
Credibility, ability, responsibility.
Absolutely.
I love that. And my only question, Justin, is that this is a... this is an incredible program, and I understand the whiskey is actually a masterful blend of 2 6-year-old bourbons and a seven year rye whiskey. Why not a 22-year? What are you trying to pull?
Well, it depends on the kind of whiskey you want. A lot of whiskey that has an age statement that's old is aggressively woody. And it depends on the kind of barrel, the kind of mash bill, and that kind of thing. Typically, you see whiskeys with the age tape you're talking about as a scotcher,
right,
because they're aged in a different way in a used barrel. A lot of the most premium bourbons you're going to see in the U.S. are really in that 6, 7, 8, 9 year range. It's a function of how you make it.
And to your point, I just went on a trip, and a guy introduced me to Bushmill.
Yeah.
Never had that before in my life. And it was a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
And it was some of the
Irish whiskey.
Smoothest whiskey I've ever had. I mean, it was really, really strong, really great. And I mean, you know, you guys are doing such a great job. I mean, your heart is certainly in the right place. And Sarah, talk a little bit about the Otto partnership that you guys have. And I also want to hear about the Honor Foundation and the Hunter 7 Foundation, if you will.
Absolutely. My husband, Drew, has been principally the one working with the nonprofits. I'm full with HR work on a daily basis, but it's one of my hopes that I can start to transition and really support the nonprofits. Coming from a military community, I have desperately missed it. And those in the service know it's a very special tribe to be a part of.
Right.
And just being able to get back into speaking with people who have served, who are currently serving, who have a heart for supporting the organizations that serve these communities has been an absolute professional joy to me and something I've missed deeply since I've left the service. A couple of those are the Honor Foundation that helps special operators transition into the civilian world. And I was just telling Justin earlier this morning, going from Captain Kellerman to just Sarah, or whatever title you have in the military, to just a civilian name is a bit of a shift. And it took me a couple years, to become that new identity, new person. And when you're living on base and you're in that active duty lifestyle, you don't realize that once you leave that, it's sort of like a protective blanket that's no longer around you. Everything you need is on base.
Right.
It's its own world and community. And so organizations that support those that are transitioning into the civilian world, I think they're all important. And that one is near and dear to my heart as well, because I've lived it. And it took me many, many years in the civilian world to find my place. And that's what's been so fun about Heritage Distilling. As Justin will say, if we keep swinging our pickaxes in the same direction and keeping our heads down, we got through COVID. Not many small businesses did.
Right.
We're a lean and scrappy team. We're led by, fearless entrepreneurs. So many of the things that we learned and lived through in the military, it's really rewarding to see that come into play in the civilian business world as well. It's a privilege to support these nonprofits that are doing such good work.
Well, and Sarah sells herself a little short. She was one of the first female Black Hawk helicopter pilots in the Army.
Oh, my gosh. Gosh.
Yeah. So she's,
wow.
She's legit. Her husband, Drew, Ranger School qualified. She outranked him, and she reminds him that every day. Drew's the head of our production, but he's also taken the lead on working with the nonprofits and on the design for each of these labels we're releasing and the blends. And having someone like Sarah, who lived that former life and now is in charge of our HR, she doesn't suffer fools. In this current environment as an employer, it's hard to find people who want to work. And I often joke that, you know, if someone walks into Sarah's office, beware, because she may ask you to drop and give her 20. You know, it's not a typical HR environment, but
right.
Well, or some flutter kicks. You got to keep it. You got to place it up every now and then.
That's right.
Well, Sarah, I just interviewed another hotshot jet pilot a couple of weeks ago, Miss America, 22 years old.
Oh, yes.
And I was also at the 30th anniversary of Whiteman Air Force Base about 2 months ago, where they did the 30th anniversary of the delivery of the B-2. And so the B-2 flies over us. It lands, you know, obviously perfectly. And everyone is waiting for this four square, you know, giant of a pilot to step down from the cockpit. And it was this 26-year-old petite female who could not have been just more incredible. So I love that. I love that story. And man, Black Hawk. Wow.
Yeah. Well, and we're talking about this line, the Special Operations Salute, that's for the special operators, right?
Right.
So Green Beret and then the Marine Raiders and so on, but they represent 3% of the military, and yet they account for more than 50% of the casualties because they are at the tip of the spear.
Oh, absolutely.
As we get ready to release other versions, we're releasing this coming month, late April, 80th anniversary set for D-Day, because this D-Day is the 80th anniversary. And there'll be three bottle options: air, land, and sea. And if people buy all three of the set, they're going to get this beautiful, amazing drawing, lithograph from Michael Solovey that depicts what it was, you know, a little bit of that effort on D-Day. And it was inspired by Drew's uncle, who was in the 101st Airborne and dropped behind enemy lines on D-Day. Yep. He got captured by the Germans, escaped three times, got captured three times, almost was killed by the Russians because they thought he was a German impersonating an ally. And he got the Purple Heart and the Bronze Star and was a genuine war hero. And so that line that we are releasing for D-Day is going to be very limited edition, like 5,000 bottles. Very small edition, but it's going to be bottled at 101 proof in honor of Captain Bill Beatty.
Oh, that's so
in the 101st Airborne.
You guys are so cool and so creative and innovative. And again, I mean, just let me thank you for your service, both of you. Sarah, what is your favorite whiskey song? What's your favorite song about whiskey?
Oh my goodness, whiskey song. Justin, you're going to have to help me.
Well, I mean, you can just go through the repertoire of Waylon Jennings and pick like five or six. Right. It's hard to pick a favorite whiskey song.
Right.
I think
Chris Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton. Yeah. Tennessee whiskey for sure. Yeah. I think trying to pin one down on a favorite whiskey song is like trying to pin one down on their favorite whiskey. And what I would say is, you know, what do people like better than whiskey? Usually free whiskey.
Yeah.
And it's all a function of the mood you're in for the kind of song you want to listen to.
That's true. That's a good point.
What I can't share are the songs we used to sing when we were drinking whiskey in the military, but those are, I think, top secret classified.
Right. Oh yeah. You can't release that.
Not fit for human consumption there.
Talking to Justin Stiefel and Sarah Kellerman here, co-founders of Heritage Distilling Company. And if you go to heritagedistillingcompany.com, you can find out all about what they produce and what they're producing for our nation's heroes. This is such a great situation. And like I mentioned before, it's a tough industry, as you guys know. And I used to work for the national headquarters of the VFW, and we did a couple of deals with some different independent distillers. There was a Salute Vodka for a while. Mm-hmm. I don't think Salute is still around. And then Toby Keith actually had a line of mezcal. And and you know, even with those efforts, man, it's just Justin, talk about that a little bit. I mean, it has to be a little bit of everything, right? A little luck, a little right time at the right place.
Well, it starts with process, raw ingredients, marketing, and the quality, making sure the liquid is quality, the quality in the bottle. Too many people will slap some gimmicky stuff on a package and think they can convince enough people to buy it. And you only ever get people to buy it once. And now with the internet, if people don't like it, then you're going to get a bad reputation almost immediately.
Right.
You got to have quality, no, first and foremost. And I tell my team all the time, we are never going to make money on our first bottle of a product. It's always going to be when we get that consumer to like the product and come back and buy a bottle number two, number three, and number four. Then you know you have something special. When you look at this package, you go to heritagedistilling.com, you look at the Special Operations Salute. It's different than our other line of products you'll see on the webpage. You don't see Heritage Distilling on the label or on the tube or on the artwork. We want this to be for the operators, for the families. Too many companies take their product, slap some camouflage on the side to try to get aligned, adjacent, to try to increase their sales by a percentage, but all the while being about their brand.
Right.
That's not what we're doing here. This is not about us. This is never about us. And this is about putting forth the support necessary to honor the people who this is targeting.
Yeah. And the fact, Sarah, that you guys have been through it, you've been there, you know what you're talking about in terms of the military, that has to be so great for you both to participate in and know that you're giving back like that, right?
It doesn't get any better. I was raised in the great state of Minnesota. I'm a proud Midwesterner. My dad was in the Army Reserve for over 20 years. He was a crusty old command sergeant major, and I can call him that because he's still 87 and spicy as ever. My brother graduated from the United States Air Force Academy, USAFA, back in 86, wow. Flew F-16s for almost 20 years. Was able to get me up in that jet on two different occasions. I filled barf bags both times for people. And my brother-in-law was also a USAFA grad. Flew KC-135s for close to 30 years. So I was just raised with that patriotic foundation, and I still have it, if not more so, what Justin alluded to earlier. We need it now more than ever. Right. And we call ourselves unapologetically patriotic, and we bleed OD green. I mean, we're just, it's our passion, and we're so excited about this series and supporting these special operators, starting with the Army. And there's just so much more good stuff to come.
It's fantastic. It's a Heritage Distilling Company. If you go to heritagedistilling.com, check out the SOS series. I want to thank you both so much. This has been great. And it's so great to be able to let people know about, you know, folks that are doing the right kind of thing. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. And I'll just make one last plug, if possible. If you are listening, if you are affiliated with a nonprofit that supports active duty, retired, injured, kids, military aligned, first responder aligned, go to heritagedistilling.com, fill out the form. We want to support you. It could be that we send you some bottles for your auction. We are having nonprofits receive these bottles, and these bottles are going for sale at auction for $500, $1,000, $2,500 each. So they're raising significant money at a pop in addition to the cash donations that we put out there. And the more we can do, the better. So we just appreciate everybody's service and want to honor them that way.
That's so great, man. Thank you guys so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.